Hello and welcome to another episode where we dive deep into the fascinating world of history. And today, we're taking on a topic that's long overdue for a fresh look. Overlooked women in history. Now you might be wondering, why this topic? Well, it's because our historical narratives are often missing some vibrant threads, those essential stories of women whose contributions have been underrepresented, or worse, completely forgotten. This isn't just about adding a few names to a list. It's about shifting the entire narrative to be more inclusive and reflective of reality. When I first started digging into this field of unearthing hidden narratives, it was like opening a Pandora's box. I quickly realized just how deep this rabbit hole goes. Even with ongoing efforts, underrepresentation is still a major issue. A 2024 study I came across pointed out that women's contributions in science, art, and engineering are also missing. And politics are still not sufficiently represented in social studies curricula and textbooks. It's wild when you think about it, right? Male figures still predominate numerically. And our goal here is to arm you with insights, strategies, and maybe a little inspiration to challenge and expand these established historical narratives. Now, before we jump into the how, let's talk about the why. Why should we bother shaking up the status quo? Well, reevaluating history reveals inherent biases in our understanding of the past. When we bring these forgotten women to light, it doesn't just fill in the blanks, it often reshapes the entire picture. Imagine understanding the impact of women in science, politics, and the arts, not as footnotes, but as integral parts of the narrative. It's genuinely frustrating to see how many pivotal roles were sidelined. As the National Women's History Alliance puts it, history is not complete unless it includes all voices. And honestly, who wouldn't want a more complete, more accurate story of humanity? So, you're ready to dig in. Fantastic. But where do you actually start? That was the tricky part for me as well. In most cases, the first step is identifying the gaps. What are the stories that feel one-sided or incomplete? For instance, a report by the National Women's History Museum pointed out that women's roles in the workforce are covered only 2% of the time in U.S. state social studies curriculums. Meanwhile, domestic roles account for over 50% of mentions. That imbalance alone signals a massive gap. One technique I absolutely love is delving into primary sources like letters, diaries, and old newspapers. You'd be amazed at the stories lurking in the margins. Stories that reveal the true breadth of women's influence, way beyond what textbooks portray. It's a treasure hunt for hidden gems. Once you've identified some stories worth telling, it's time to weave them into the broader narrative. And this step requires a bit more nuance. It's not just about adding names. It's about understanding the context and impact of these women's contributions. For instance, when I helped someone with a project on women inventors, we didn't just list their inventions. We explored how societal expectations shaped their journeys, considering the systemic barriers they faced and how, despite those, their innovations still significantly influence their fields. It's about demonstrating their agency, not just their existence. All right, so you've got the basics down, but let's talk advanced strategies. One clever technique is cross-referencing women's contributions with major historical events. You might find a hidden influence that's been overlooked simply because it didn't fit the established, often male-centric narrative. Think about the subtle but profound ways women influenced political movements or scientific breakthroughs from behind the scenes or in roles traditionally deemed unimportant. And here's another tip. Collaborate with others who are interested in unearthing women's stories. A fresh pair of eyes can often spot something yours might miss. Now, you might be wondering, what if there's little information available? That's a common and, frankly, a pretty frustrating hurdle. In these cases, it's about piecing together what you can and being transparent about the gaps. Remember, sometimes the lack of information itself tells a story about historical erasure. And how do you deal with resistance to change? Well, patience and persistence are key. Focus on presenting well-researched evidence and frame your findings in a way that invites curiosity rather than confrontation. As researchers often point out, historical revisionism isn't about falsifying history, but rather presenting a more nuanced understanding of past events by incorporating diverse perspectives. It's about enriching the truth, not me writing it. As we wrap up, I can't stress enough the importance of staying curious and persistent. Engage with communities and forums focused on historical research, like the Women's History Network, which actively promotes women's history. Share your findings and encourage others to question the narratives they've been taught. Every story you uncover is a step toward a more complete and honest historical narrative. If you're looking to dive deeper, start with some related resources and build a network of fellow historians and enthusiasts. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient and meticulous in your research. Collaborate with others to gain new insights, and stay open to where the story might lead you. It's often to unexpected places. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let's keep this exploration going and continue to illuminate the past together. Until next time, keep questioning and keep uncovering those hidden stories.